From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The president's national security team will hold its second long strategy meeting today on Afghanistan. Today is the 8th anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion, and a new Associated Press GfK poll suggests that public support is dwindling. But White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the next move in Afghanistan won't be based on public opinion or the mood on Capitol Hill.
The president's going to make a decision, popular or unpopular, based on what he thinks is in the best interest of the country.
The White House hosted some 18 top lawmakers yesterday, among them House Minority Leader John Boehner of Ohio. He says Mr. Obama should not rush into a decision.
He wants ample time to make a good decision. Frankly, I support that. But we need to remember that every day that goes by, the troops that we do have there are in greater danger.
Republicans are urging the president to heed his military commander's call for as many as 40,000 more troops. Congressional aides say Mr. Obama may be considering a more modest buildup. Two Americans are among the three who are sharing this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Americans Venkatraman Ramakrishnan and Thomas Stites and Israeli Ada Yonath, one for their research into ribosomes. The Royal Swedish Academy says their work has been fundamental to the scientific understanding of life and has helped researchers develop antibiotics. The Supreme Court takes on a long-running legal battle today over a religious display on public land. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The cross was erected by the VFW on federal land without permission in 1934 to pay tribute to soldiers in World War I. In 1999, when a Buddhist asked for permission to erect a shrine nearby, the Park Service said no. And that set in motion a series of events in the courts and Congress, culminating today in the U.S. Supreme Court. On one side is the U.S. government and veterans organizations like the VFW and the American Legion. Ted Cruz represents the veterans organizations.
For many, many years, this nation has used crosses as part of memorials to remember veterans who gave their lives for our nation.
On the other side are civil liberties groups, Jewish and Muslim veterans groups, and several high-ranking military officers. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee will be hearing testimony today on a bill that would effectively nullify a Supreme Court decision, making it harder for older workers to prove age discrimination. The High Court said employees must show age as the deciding factor in a demotion or layoff. Opponents say that sets the bar too high. Wall Street will be taking aim at a third consecutive day of gains following gains in overseas markets today. Major benchmarks in Asia were about 1%. Higher or more after Australia became the first major country to raise interest rates since the beginning of the financial crisis. This is NPR News. Turkish police in Istanbul have broken up a second day of protests against the International Monetary Fund. Protesters smashed storefront windows and hurled stones and firebombs before police confronted them with water cannons and tear gas. The IMF and World Bank wrapped up their meetings in Istanbul today. The Minnesota Twins continued their late-season surge yesterday, winning an extra-game tiebreaker to qualify for baseball's postseason. The Twins beat the Detroit Tigers 6-5, scoring the winning run in the bottom of the 12th inning. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was a riveting do-or-die game with a kaleidoscope of great plays, almost heroes, near-disaster mistakes, and questionable umpire calls. But in the end, it was the Twins' Alexi Casillas single in the bottom of the 12th that scored Carlos Gomez and gave Minnesota an electric victory. For Detroit, it was an historic collapse. The Tigers became the first team to lose a three-game divisional lead with four games to play. The Twins won 17 of their final 21 regular season games to pull even with Detroit and forced the tiebreaker game. What the Twins won was a date Wednesday against the New York Yankees in round one of the playoffs. This season, the Twins lost all seven of their games against New York. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Flying is going to be more expensive this holiday season. Several big airlines are adding $10 surcharges each way on the busiest travel days. Airlines already had added the extra fee for the Sunday after Thanksgiving and January 2nd and 3rd. Now FareCompare.com says the same airlines have added the fee for 10 additional dates. The surcharges have been added by Delta Airlines and Northwest, American Airlines, United Airlines, Continental Airlines, and U.S. Airways. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.